Have you ever known someone was lying even when their words sounded perfectly honest? That's because while our mouths may deceive, our bodies never lie. This insight transformed Alan Pease's life when, as a young door-to-door salesman, he discovered he could predict customer intentions simply by watching their hands and posture. What began as a childhood observation grew into a revolutionary understanding of human communication, one that reveals how little control we actually have over what our bodies broadcast to the world. When we communicate face-to-face, only 7% of our message impact comes from words themselves. A staggering 55% comes from body language, with the remaining 38% from voice tone. This explains why text messages so frequently lead to misunderstandings. They strip away 93% of our communication cues. Our bodies evolved to express emotions long before we developed speech. And while we pride ourselves on sophisticated verbal abilities, our ancient limbic brain still controls our body language, often contradicting our carefully chosen words. Women possess a remarkable advantage in this realm. Brain scans reveal females have 14 to 16 areas dedicated to evaluating others' behavior compared to men's 4 to 6 areas. This explains women's legendary intuition. They're processing vastly more nonverbal information, correctly identifying relationships 87% of the time in silent observation tests versus men's 42%. Reading body language accurately requires three fundamental principles. First, interpret gestures in clusters rather than isolation. Movements gain meaning through combination, like words forming sentences. A crossed arm alone reveals little, but paired with a frown, leaning away, and minimal eye contact, it signals clear discomfort. Second, look for congruence between verbal and nonverbal signals. When someone's words contradict their body language, trust their body. The primitive brain broadcasts truth that words may disguise. Third, always interpret gestures within context. Crossed arms might indicate defensiveness in a negotiation, but simply means someone is cold at a bus stop. Cultural context matters too. Americans typically maintain about 18 inches of personal space, while Southern Europeans function comfortably at 8 to 11 inches. These principles explain why lie detectors aren't foolproof. They measure physiological responses without accounting for context or clusters of signals. Our hands, with their extensive neural connections to the brain, are our most expressive communication tools. Throughout history, open palms have symbolized honesty, showing you're unarmed and non-threatening. Palm positions signal distinct intentions. Palm up appears submissive, palm down projects authority, and palm closed, finger pointed, comes across as aggressive. Lecturers using palm-up gestures received 84% positive feedback compared to just 28% for those using finger-pointed gestures. Handshakes reveal power dynamics through palm orientation. Dominance is communicated by turning your palm downward, a technique used by 88% of male and 31% of female senior executives. Equal handshakes with vertical palms establish rapport and equality. Touch powerfully influences persuasion. In the phone booth test, lightly touching someone's elbow for 3 seconds while making a request increased compliance from 23% to 68%. This works because the elbow is considered public space, and brief touch creates a momentary bond affecting behavior. The face, our primary deception tool, ironically reveals the most truth. While we consciously control expressions, split-second micro-expressions often betray concealed emotions before we can mask them. Smiling evolved from primate submission signals. Chimpanzees display both fear faces, showing submission, and play faces, resembling human laughter. This explains why dominant figures like Vladimir Putin rarely smile. They avoid appearing submissive. Liars typically smile less when deceiving. When they do, their smiles appear more quickly, last longer, and are often asymmetrical, stronger on the left side due to brain hemisphere differences. Genuine smiles engage both hemispheres symmetrically, creating distinctive crow's feet around the eyes that fake smiles lack. The most revealing deception gestures include the mouth cover, hand suppressing deceitful words, the nose touch, increased blood flow when lying, the eye rub, blocking out deceit, the ear grab, blocking unwanted information, the neck scratch, indicating doubt, the collar pull, from perspiration when fearing detection, and fingers in mouth, reverting to childhood security behaviors. Like animals, humans carry a portable air bubble, personal space that varies by culture and upbringing. By age 12, we establish four spatial zones: the intimate zone, 6 to 18 inches, for emotional connections; the personal zone, 18 to 48 inches, for social gatherings; the social zone, 4 to 12 feet, for strangers; and the public zone, beyond 12 feet, for addressing groups. When strangers invade our intimate zone, we experience physiological fight or flight responses despite outward politeness. In crowds, people follow unwritten masking rules, avoiding eye contact, maintaining expressionless faces, and minimizing movement, defensive mechanisms rather than unfriendliness. We defend territories, homes, offices, cars, as extensions of personal bubbles. Studies show objects like books effectively reserve spaces for hours. Even in open offices, people mark territories with personal items and react negatively when boundaries are crossed. Cultural differences in personal space create misunderstandings, often resulting in a dance where one person advances while another retreats, creating impressions of pushiness or coldness. Contrary to popular belief, women initiate romantic encounters 90% of the time through subtle signals. Men who approach without receiving these green lights are essentially playing a numbers game with lower success rates. Human courtship follows a predictable five-stage sequence. Eye contact: a woman holds a man's gaze for about 5 seconds, typically 3 times. Smiling, preening behaviors, conversation, and touch, usually initiated by the woman. Women employ 13 courtship signals that increase during ovulation, including the head toss and hair flick to release pheromones, wet lips and pouting to emphasize femininity, self-touching to suggest intimacy, exposed wrists showing vulnerability, and the pelvic tilt to showcase the ideal waist-to-hips ratio. The good news? Availability signals matter more than physical beauty. Women don't need to be naturally beautiful to attract men if they effectively display interest cues. And men who learn to recognize these signals dramatically improve their romantic success. Mirroring, unconsciously matching another person's body language, builds rapport and connection. People experiencing similar emotions naturally synchronize their movements, creating chemistry. This synchronization begins in the womb with our mother's bodily rhythms. Women mirror other women 4 times more than men mirror men, and readily mirror men while men rarely mirror women except during courtship. This explains why women better detect group disagreement by noticing when body language is out of sync. Long-term couples often grow to resemble each other from years of mirroring facial expressions, with research showing marriages more likely to fail when partners don't mirror expressions of happiness. Mirroring signals agreement and liking. We can deliberately use it by matching others' positive gestures and posture to increase receptiveness. When someone mirrors you, they're subconsciously saying, "I'm like you. I feel what you feel." Your body speaks more honestly than words. Understanding this silent conversation reveals others' true feelings while making you aware of what your own body communicates, helping you align your nonverbal signals with your words for maximum impact.